Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
This sure is a swell show, folks.
Everybody has their own show. Every day, you're creating the show that is your life.
I love your show!
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
And humble, too.
Humble, too.
I, too, am extraordinarily humble.
Nice and humble.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
With that, I humbly present...
That radio show.
Showtime!
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It is Thursday morning, Carla, 6:07, along with our executive producer, Morty, producing from home and doing a fine job. And you know what? We should check in with him later on this morning to make sure he's doing okay.
Miss Morty, it was good seeing him for a minute last week, and I really want him back here.
Yes. As waves of people start back to work in some situations, I know not all, but show number 1,887 for those people keeping track. And a beautiful day today. They say weather-wise, it's going to be sunshine, high in the mid to upper 80s, low 90s by tomorrow. Hopefully, that will stick right through the weekend. How was your day yesterday?
Beautiful, actually. Just a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
Was outside a little bit. Went and did a little... just walking, you know, walk running. It was just nice. Yesterday was just a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it was nice.
I got home and Jody said, so, you're going to ride the strip this weekend? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you want to ride with me, Jody?
I said, listening.
Yeah.
I said that. I said, do you want to ride?
I got stuff to do. I got stuff to do. Did she say that? I got stuff to do. Yeah, I got things to do.
I said, no, I understand.
No,
you can't ride a bicycle. That's fine.
Mike, that
Phoebe.
Is not true. That's right. Smelly cat.
And this joke has been going on for a long time. My wife, who doesn't like to ride a bike, she claims, and I said...
Yes, I know, I don't.
It's because you don't know how to.
I know. I always say to get the tandem bike, but I'm afraid you'll be doing all the work.
So. We tried that one time. She doesn't know how to lean.
It's okay.
You know, when you turn and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I get it. It's hard to teach somebody to ski later in life, too.
Yes.
It's like, you got it. Yeah.
That's a deal breaker for a lot of couples.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Trying to teach one how to do something that you know how to do real well.
Because you lose patience as you get older, and there's a lot of, all you have to do, you can just do it, because you know how to do it.
How many other people have gone through that? By the way, if you want to reach out, 702-739-9636.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for...
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Matt Damon says, if you saw his movie Contagion, you can't say no one could have predicted the pandemic. Did you see that movie, Contagion? Yeah, it's a good movie. He also talked about his oldest daughter who had COVID-19. She has since recovered. Apparently, she's going to school there. All of her roommates had it, but she is doing fine now. Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna. They have been friends for decades, really close friends. But even Rosie thinks Madonna is acting a little weird these days.
Right.
She said, I don't get it. But, you know, she's an artist, and I guess she just does what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't care who thinks what.
Clearly.
Okay, I get it. It's Madonna. She's always been eccentric anyhow.
It's Madge being Madge.
Exactly. But that's the thing. I think... You know, years ago, I think people might have said, Carla was a blast. And then when I get old, it's like, oh, she's just a crazy old lady. We don't know what's wrong with Carla.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yes, but... I know. Oh, boy. You know what? Real life is still going on for everyone. Mary-Kate Olsen getting divorced from her 50-year-old French banker husband. But the pandemic is complicating things. He told her she needs to be out of their apartment by the end of the week.
Wow.
Yes. She said, I can't. There's a quarantine.
Yeah.
Hello. I can't do it right now. But wow, that's
you can barely see me as it is.
I know. Yeah. Looks like a selfie stick as it is. Is that Mary Kate? What is that? What is that? Oh, it's a mic stand. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about that. Jeez. And very, very sad news, if you did not read about this last night. Melissa Etheridge, gosh, her 21-year-old son, Beckett, has died of a drug overdose. He had he was hooked on opioids, apparently. She said, my heart is broken. We struggle with what else we could have done to save him, but in the end, we do know he is at least out of the pain now. Really, really sad. Now, this is her son. She had two kids with David Crosby.
Right.
And
he was the donor.
He was the donor for the kids. And really, really sad. Just very, very sad. She and her partner at the time, Julie Cypher, I believe it was. But, man, very, very sad. You just never know. You just never know. Oh, it's really tough. So think real hard, people, when you say, well, we just want to have children. Think real hard, you know. Be prepared for the good and the bad. That is my take for now. Sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit ChooseHPN.com.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. Just a phone call away, or if you like, use the same number to text. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 638. As things have been opening up slowly but surely, and depending on the state you live in, and of course for those people listening on the app that we know in Florida, New York, every state is different.
Right.
But we've always said this, you got to take a deep breath, got to relax.
Stay calm. Yes.
Here's what it sounds like when mom gets slow service at the Red Lobster over this past weekend.
Get out! No, stop it!
Hey, what's going
on? Get my body back! You don't get it! Get out!
It's Mother's Day weekend. This is in Pennsylvania.
Of course.
And mom wasn't getting her food fast enough. And this is what happens.
I was assaulted and I have, you know what, just leave. Just leave. And I feel sorry for your kids. Matter of fact, why don't you leave your kids here and you leave?
Now, in another situation, cops in Florida they're trying to identify a guy who attacked another customer at a liquor store because the guy didn't thank him for holding the door. Now, here's the county sheriff talking about the situation. Now, listen to him very carefully.
Come on, man. What are you thinking? Were your three brain cells in overload? Why don't you just let it go? Get you a bottle of liquor, go back to the house, have you a drink. But no, they've got to have a kerfuffle right there in the middle of the store. So we need the community's help. Look at our suspect and tell us who he is. And here's our promise. We'll open the door for you at the county jail and say thank you if you open the door first.
It's just that short of we'll leave the light on.
Yes, exactly. Kerfuffle is not nice. That's not nice. It's not nice at all.
That's in Polk County, Florida.
I saw another story, and then I have a friend who works at a 7-Eleven who had coffee thrown at her. Asked to put a mask on, and he lost it and threw coffee, hot coffee.
Right.
You know, that's
just take a deep breath.
I know.
Stay home if you're going to get that aggravated when you go out. What do you mean?
You don't
have coffee at home?
If it means that much to you, I know it, really. Then do it yourself.
All right.
Do it yourself.
So as we always say, just relax. Earlier, we would love to host a high school graduation.
Yeah, we really would. You know, a lot of people aren't getting to, they're not going to walk across the stage, but at least we can highlight some of you and highlight your class this year. 2020, how cool is that? You wait, 2020. That's so cool.
And acknowledge some of the accomplishments
by
your class. So, like I said before, if there's somebody that knows the principal of a high school or you have a student at a high school, on our morning show, the principal gets to talk. The valedictorian gets to talk.
A salutatorian.
Okay.
Sometimes the class president will speak as well, student body president as well.
And we will set up a commencement speaker to give them to give you their comments.
Yes, their guidance, if you will. And I'll be very honest, it's hard to get a hold of anybody at the school district right now. It just is, you know, because nobody's at the schools. So please, we're very, very serious about this. We want
to
do this. Have some fun with it and let your class have some fun with it as well.
So if you want to get in touch with us, just text us, you know, the information about your student, the high school, the class. And put your name attached with this, and some numbers, maybe we can reach out and contact and make this happen, because we would love to do that. 702-739-9636. Or as we always say, just email us through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page and we can make this happen. It's the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up. 7:09, just before the top of the hour, we were talking about the fact that we would love to host a high school graduation on this show.
Yeah, and Melissa wrote in and she said, man, that's so awesome that you guys offered to host graduation. Now, my oldest graduated from high school this year, and we've been bummed about everything going on. Well, our charter school just surprised us with the news that they were able to secure a ceremony at the Speedway. This is later in May. That's very cool. So they can spread out there, but not everybody is going to be able to do that. And she said, I would be all over it if I didn't get the news. I'm going to put the word out to all my friends at other schools to contact you guys. Yeah, we'd really like to host graduation. We really would.
I like how everybody's pitching in some way, shape, or form.
I know it. So do I.
Good people out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Sunshine today, high in the mid to upper 80s, low 90s tomorrow. Hopefully a nice weekend. 64 outside right now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Now, listen to this. It's, you know, something good, I suppose, that came out of something bad. New York City just set a record for 58 straight days since a pedestrian was hit and killed in the city. This happens constantly there.
Yeah.
This has not happened in 2 months.
Wow.
That's a good thing. They say it's the longest stretch since they started keeping track back in 1983. So that's a huge deal. Clothing sales dropped in April, except in one category, and that is in pajamas.
Oh.
Sales went through the roof.
Really?
In April, up almost 150%. Sales of things like pants, bras, they're all down.
Yeah, I'm sure
they are. Now, if you are looking, there's still going to be a lot of Zoom meetings going on, you know, for a long time. There's a company selling fake boobs and fake abs for people to wear for dates over Zoom. So it's launched as a part of it's called their virtual dating collection.
And it
reads, virtual dates can be awkward. Sometimes having something to grab attention can help. Order now and watch your socially distant partner's jaw hit the floor on your next virtual date.
So
now they come in different sizes. You put them on like a bra, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're awfully nice. The abs look good too. You just strap those on.
So when the video goes on, you're like 200. Oh
yeah. Hey,
I was just doing some crunches.
How you doing? You're Allie. How you doing? Wow. Do you look good, Allie?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Check out my abs.
Yes. Now the boobage is $46 to $66. Not bad. The abs are on sale right now for $36. They're generally $45. So that's pretty good. It's called Sportarly. S P O R T-A-R-L-Y.
We were just talking about
.com.
Impulse buying a couple of days ago. So.
Yeah. Would you buy boobs? Not like you think, though. No. They're coming in the mail. These are coming in the mail. Yeah. I just put them on. I don't wear bra anymore. I wear these things.
And afterwards, I just take them off and hang them up.
These babies right here. That's right. Sarah McLachlan's not going to write a song about these now, huh? Yeah. It is Thursday, a few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Live and local and in the studio, 702-739-9636. Phone line's wide open. John's on the phone. What's up, John?
I'm the principal at Rose Warren Elementary School. I'm not a high school principal, but I did. I'm so sorry.
No, I like that.
But I loved your idea. So what I want you to know is I already texted my recent superintendent, Debbie Brockett, to let the high school principals know of your offer to have a valedictorian and a commencement speech on the radio by the principal. I think it is absolutely wonderful, a wonderful idea. But I also called because I thought of another idea as well and was going to ask another favor of you maybe. My kindergarten and fifth grade staff came to the painful conclusion yesterday that we can't hold even a drive-through commencement ceremony because they think it would be too painful for both the teachers and the kids to go through. And see each other, not be able to hug, say hi, or that sort of stuff. And so what I was thinking is maybe sometime next week I can get my community to listen to the radio, and we could do maybe a fifth grade I can say a little something and dedicate a song or something to them on the radio.
We would absolutely do that.
Yes, John, you need to let us know if there is like one particular song that either the kids know through the teachers, or the teachers know through the kids,
that they can sing along with along with their parents. And I will tell you this, John, believe it or not, I have a personal connection with Rose Warren.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Yeah.
My two daughters, Nicole and Kelly, both went to Rose Warren, and they have great memories of that school and their teachers.
That is so awesome.
John, get us the information.
Yes.
And then we will set up a date and a time on this morning show when everybody is listening, and do a big salute and shout out to those kids over at Rose Warren.
Oh, thank you so much. That's just going to make, I think, the teachers and the kids so much, because they've been struggling so hard.
I bet. You know what? And by the way, this was not a setup.
No.
But my kids did go to Rose Warren.
I know. That's so cool.
And they loved that school.
That's so cool.
They have nothing but great memories.
I have a little connection there myself. I went there to read back in the day. I read there a few times for Reading Week, for Nevada Reading Week.
I really was trying to do the math here.
It's like, wait a second, Carl. Hold on a second. Oh, and Mike, listen, everyone, I'm hearing from a lot of high schools.
Already?
I think we've nailed one. I think we've got one that we're going to work with. Yes, and I'll talk to you about it. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Good one.
You know what? That's awesome.
That's beautiful.
Kindergarten through fifth grade. We play
Love
a song.
It.
Big shout out. Everybody's singing along over at Rose Warren.
I get nervous when I hear principals.
Yeah, well.
What?
Old man Herring.
Yes, I
know. You got to go to his office.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the greatest concert events ever, for your ears only. We're going to have details tomorrow morning, 7:10 on the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Make sure you're listening. 8:08. It is Thursday morning. By the way, I didn't think we'd find anybody who loves the news from your house more than us, but Jim Snyder.
Yes. Oh, my God. Channel 3 has
really taken this to a whole new level.
I didn't mention last week, a couple of weeks ago, Jim was trying to get like a really good shot. He's been doing, you know, they've been doing the news at their house.
Yeah.
And he got on a ladder.
Oh, boy.
To try to get a really good shot of the skyline behind him. Sorry, Jim. He fell off.
He fell off?
He fell off the ladder. And he thought he was okay. And then a couple days later, he said, I am in bad shape. He racked up his knee.
Yeah.
He was hurting.
Well, he's not
hurting
the Jim Snyder of the 80s or 90s.
Well, no, don't tell him that.
When he was throwing all those wild parties.
Don't tell him and Abby that. Yes, exactly. But yeah, he was in bad shape. And I had, you know, he had one. We're doing one today. That he had, he said, I think they might have put him, you know, on. He was just feeling awful. And so I said, hey, you want to do this? He said, oh, I'm good. He said, I love doing these.
Okay.
I love it. He said, they're just a great diversion.
That's
so
coming up in about 10, 15 minutes from now. Sunshine, high today, 88, 92 the high tomorrow. It's about 68 right now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, hold on. Let me back it up here. Kelly Ripa, Mark Consuelos, her husband, they have donated $500,000, 500 grand to support homeless children and families. The donation was made to, it's called WIN Win, an organization running 11 women's shelters across New York City. So I'm glad that a lot of these celebrities have stepped up. They've got a lot of money. So good, good. And they're throwing it around in a really good way. Alanis Morissette and the producers of the Broadway musical Jagged Little Pill, they are doing a live stream benefit for COVID-19 relief. It'll take place next Tuesday night through the, you can get on the Jagged Little Pill Facebook and YouTube channels, and you can actually watch this. I have not seen it. I have not. It's only been on Broadway as of now. I've seen little clips of it.
Right.
And it's very good. Though, you know, there's nobody better than Alanis Morissette to sing Alanis Morissette. But the people who play her are great.
Okay.
They're good. New reality show. This could be the best reality show ever. It's called Sleeping with Friends. It hits YouTube next week. It's where people compete to see who can get the best night's sleep. Not joking. How cool is that?
That is awesome. You know what?
How cool is that?
Probably the only reality show I would ever watch.
I thought about you. I saw this. Sleeping with Friends. And when I first started reading about it, I thought, oh, I see. And
it's going to be something else.
Oh, so you guys are sleeping. I love it.
Yeah,
you're sleeping next to a friend, and it's you know, who gets the best night's sleep?
Uh-huh. If you could sleep with any friend, who would it be? Just sleep. If you
I
had
don't
to pick somebody.
I sleep well next to other people. I really don't sleep real well next to other people.
Me, John, or Morty?
Gosh. Oh, you know what? Probably Morty. Because I think he probably sleeps really well and very sound.
He snores.
Oh, shoot. Does he? That's right. You
real
knew
bad.
That. That's
real
right.
Real bad.
Then I don't.
I mean, I shouldn't talk, but.
I'm sleeping with John then. I'm going to sleep with John then.
You're probably the
you know
safest.
What? I saw him drink at your house.
That's so right.
Yeah, I'll sleep with John. Yeah, I'll sleep with John. That's fine.
Good choice. Good choice.
And Morty, listen up. I don't know how this will affect you. Marvel diehards, some not very happy about this. Robert Downey Jr. producing a new Netflix series for DC Comics.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of people very upset. Listen, he's not really Iron Man, people, okay? He's Robert Downey Jr.
How dare
playing
you?
Playing Iron Man, okay? Stop it! Take that back right now, Miss...
Oh, my God.
Miss Thing. Take that back
Jeez.
Right now. Where are my glasses?
Oh. Hold How do you feel on. About that?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. That is it. That is my take for now.
According to good friend Rosie O'Donnell, don't know what she's doing or why she's doing it. It's just Madonna being Madonna.
She is.
That's all you can say,
I guess. She posts some weird things on Instagram.
Wow.
It's like, what are you doing, Madonna?
8:22, Mike and Carla Morning Show, talking earlier about Jim Snyder. He is really from Channel 3, has really taken to this news from your house.
Yeah, he's just been great. He really has.
I want to do another one.
I know. Do another one.
We got somebody else, too, Jim. Boo!
Yeah, I know. I told him that, too. It was like, what? What? What do you mean Trisha did it? What?
From 13 Action News, and she did a great job.
She did, and she's going to do another one, too.
Good.
So, yes.
All right,
yes.
Well, this is news from your house, and it's from Jason's house.
Yes, it is.
Featuring, once again, from Channel 3, Jim Snyder.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
And now it's time for the news from your house. Snyder, and this is the news from Jason's house. Focused on the silver linings of being stuck at home, Jason finally turned off his alarm last night because, sadly, there is no job to get to. Unfortunately, the internal clocks in his cats were still running just fine. Apparently, they didn't get the memo regarding furlough and woke Jason up at 4:30 a.m. First responder feline Lord Lucan sniffed his face as if checking for signs of life, while the more deliberate Coco walked right across his back. Jason then made a very wise choice, a cup of coffee and a biscotti in the music room so he could listen to the always sage advice and high-minded hilarity of Mike and Carla on the morning show. When Jason returned to the cupboard 10 minutes later, he called on the kind of selective amnesia many of us are using to our advantage these days, grabbing a biscotti while conveniently forgetting he just ate one. Then temptation lurks, but Jason prevails by avoiding eye contact with the bottle of Bailey's. An hour later, Jason begins negotiating with himself over the appropriate time to start making cocktails.
Wow.
While it may be a stretch to consider 11 in the morning, 5 o'clock somewhere, Jason takes his cue from the cats and enjoys a rum and coke in the backyard. And taking a cue from the intellectualism of Mike and Carla, Jason dives into one of the all-time classic American novels, a book on the pop group known as Wham. The only thing missing in Jason's routine, is tuning in to watch News 3 live at 5, 6, or 11, or all three, with me, Jim Snyder.
Yeah.
And that's the news from Jason's house on 96.3 KKLC.
Well, now we get it. Now we know why he wants to do them all. He's figuring out. I can get some plugs in there.
Oh, man. Oh, that's hilarious. Hilarious.
Thank you, Jim Snyder.
Yes.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny and it's entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Live and local in the studio, 702-739-9636. Want to reach out, talk or text? Phone lines open. By the way, earlier this morning we were talking about hosting a high school graduation.
Yeah.
And this has worked out better than we even thought.
It has. You can't imagine. We have kind of worked this out through just mentioning that.
And then I love the call from the principal of Rose Warren, an elementary school, who said, listen, you know, our kids, last day of school coming up next week, it's kind of tough, especially for those kids leaving elementary school. And so we're going to work something out with them. And I said, I have a personal connection with that school because my daughters went there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure how many years. Yeah. Kelly just texted me back and she said she went there 2nd through 5th grade, Nicole 3rd through 5th.
Okay.
I said, do you remember the principal? She goes, I don't, but I think Nicole does. Because she retains stuff like that.
I was going to say, am I the only one who remembers all my principal?
See, I remember elementary, it was Patrick Duffy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and they went on to be on
from Dallas. Yeah. Okay.
You know how weird?
Yeah.
I think that's what, his last name was Duffy. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Junior high, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then high school, it was Mr. Day.
Okay. Principal Day.
Yeah, it was Klinkenberg at first, and then... I didn't pick the guy.
Then he went on to do Hogan's Heroes after that. Jeez.
Yeah.
Can I
had no idea all those famous people were from Indiana.
I know. Can I read this text real quick? We kind of got off on that, and Melissa said, oh, hey, what if you took Principal Herring a step further, had a Class of 2020 morning dedication show? All schools can make their own requests, and maybe that's too much. How about then a Kazookie request hour? Huh?
Oh,
ready?
Can
you do it? Can
my
you do
goodness.
What do you think?
Yeah? John?
I like it.
Okay. All right. Do you snore, by the way?
No.
Oh, yay! I'm in! Anybody's... You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
You and I are sleeping together, John. So.
Wait, we're being locked up in the building now?
On the new reality show, Sleep with Friends.
It's called Sleeping with Friends, new reality show, and it's about who you get the best night's sleep with. Mike said, who would you sleep with
on
the show?
Out of the three of us, John, Morty, or myself.
Yeah, I originally thought Morty.
But he snores. Yeah. She didn't know that.
Yeah, and Mike said, I should talk. And I said, well, then John.
Yeah, I don't snore. And
yes!
But I could sleep through you guys snoring, so.
Well, guess what?
Even better. Yeah, even better. Because I'm a light sleeper. But I don't move around a lot.
Okay,
so
I move around a lot.
Okay, well, I'll stay and I'm an edge sleeper, too.
I only move around on my side, though.
Okay.
I don't take over the whole bed.
Perfect.
I roll around a lot, but in that one spot.
You know what? Excellent. Do you mind if you take this into another meeting and decide what you're going
to
do?
Zoom. Do we need to have a Zoom meeting on this?
Welcome to the Digression Morning Show.
Those details on the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. We will have all that information for you tomorrow, 7:10. So make sure you're tuned in. Sunshine going to be nice today. Carla, high in the mid to upper 80s.
I'll take it.
You're going to do some running?
Yep.
Riding the bike? 92 the high tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine too.
Hopefully this sticks around for the weekend. It's about 72 outside.
Perfect.
Right now. You ready for some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news?
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. This is kind of weird. There's a Facebook group where people pretend to be ants.
Like the
little insect.
Okay.
And it's blown up. They have like 1.8 million members since the quarantine started back in March. The guy who founded it simply says, I think people are searching for something to do.
All right. Maybe I'll start one. Are you guys? We're bed bugs. Well, all right. That's fine.
Just any bug.
Jeez.
A bug.
Oh, wait till
you see
them.
Nobody just goes into a meeting and says, a bug.
Yeah, I'm just a bug. Oh, yeah. I'll bet the murder hornets are ticked off about that. Jeez, oh boy.
We can't even get out of Washington.
Yeah, I know it.
Guy in Nevada. I don't know where this is at, but a guy in Nevada managed to win almost $25,000 on a $100 bet on Russian professional ping pong.
Right on. You know what? That's what they had those things that you could bet on for a while that were so weird.
Mm-hmm.
They had like cherry pit spitting and stuff like that that you could bet on.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Now, I don't know how much different Russian ping pong is from American ping pong.
Well, but you better win. I'm pretty sure you better win. Okay. All right. Okay.
I know in China it's big, but in Russia it's do or die, I guess.
Yeah.
Lose or leave town.
Okay. All right, then. Listen, 200 goats. Escaped from a rancher's property in San Jose. And up in California, one of the goats was eating flowers. This happened with a cow the other day. This one bumped into an electric fence. The fence discharged and fell down.
Uh-huh.
And all the goats stampeded out into the residential.
They saw an opening.
They did. This is Silicon Valley, by the way. Yeah, exactly. Go, fence down. Oh, my gosh. Now, the rancher was able to get the goats back onto his property in about a half hour. I don't know, because they're all hopping around. I don't know how you... I guess they know their rancher.
Yeah.
You know, it's Bob. We'll go back or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right? Right? And I don't even know what to say about this one. A woman snuck into Yellowstone National Park on Tuesday.
Boy.
It's closed, by the way. It will be reopening, but it's closed.
Uh-huh.
She fell into a hot spring. She got burned, and since the place was empty, she had to drive herself to the hospital to get help. Why do I think that would have happened even if they were open, ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't be stupid, people.
No.
Don't be stupid. She's going to be okay. But, you know.
You know what you and I say?
Huh.
Stay indoors and keep up with social media.
That's all you have to do.
I love her. I really do. Thank you, Phoebe. I love that. It is Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
At the end of every show, a little good news so you can start your day with something positive. Just a short, cool story. This is in the Detroit area in Michigan. 24 people right near Detroit. They have been holding weekly parades through the town.
Oh.
And yeah, it's a woman who used to go out and she was a dog walker, and now she's really not doing that, you know, while this is all happening. But she still kept, you know, doing her walks, and she'd wear her mask and people would wave and all that. And but why not? So there's about 24 people. They all have inflatable animal costumes. And they walk through and do a parade for the kids. And it's been so popular that a lot of the adults are coming out.
Oh, I bet.
Now and watching. And she says it's easy to social distance because a lot of the costumes have long tails on them.
Yeah.
So people have to stay, you know, a little farther behind.
Mm-hmm.
But she said the woman who put this together, people just love it. And it's something totally different to break up that particular day. They may start doing it a little bit more often. But so simple. So simple. She went on to say that a lot of people have like old Halloween costumes, things like that. Put it on. Join the parade.
Yeah, Friday late afternoon on Saturday maybe, or even Sunday in your neighborhood do that.
Could you imagine if you saw that trotting past your house, you know, once a week? It'd be like, come out, Jody. They're coming down the way. It's the parade. I love it.
Oh, there's old man O'Brien.
Yes, I know.
Hey, I got a costume too. I'll put it on. I'll do my own parade.
He has a cup, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's got a cup with us. Okay.
That is a great idea.
It's just so cute.
Especially for the kids. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
That's why we say anytime you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. If you're doing something like that in your neighborhood, even better yet, call us with your version of the story, 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Home, life, auto, find your agent, shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show this morning, you know, things are opening up, and all over the country, And when people are going out, they're just freaking out because they're not getting what they consider to be good service. Fights are breaking up. People are being rude.
I know.
And it's causing a whole different problem.
Again, I say, and I know that we don't know what anybody else is dealing with, but don't take it out on just innocent people.
Right.
Don't do that.
Man. Also, the high school graduation idea that spawned this morning, and got a great call from the principal over at Rose Warren Elementary School here in Vegas. And you know what, John? Old man Herring, the principal. We're going to do it. We're going to work that out.
Yep.
But I think we also found a high school.
We sure did.
That we will host their graduation on this morning show.
And it's a very, very special one. Very special one.
And by the way, don't forget, tomorrow, 7:10, details of the greatest concert event ever for your ears only.
Yep.
We'll have all the details for you tomorrow morning, Friday morning at 7:10. Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy Rush going to keep you company, whether you're still going into work or maybe stuck at home. Her phone line, 702-739-9636. Give her a call. She'd love to talk to you this morning. Otherwise, do be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.